Hi, my name is Maeve Devlin, and I'm going to be reading my essay, Closed Captions Count. This essay is about the temptation technology holds over a physical paperback book. On a cold winter day, I love to cuddle up with some hot chocolate and a good TV show. It's sad. I know it's sad. I have a pile of books in my room, and I'll read them. I will. I'm just busy right now. On top of being busy, I've never really been good at reading. It all started in kindergarten. My brother wanted to teach me how to read, so I pretended that I knew everything. He handed me a huge, probably 200-page chapter book, and I read it in 5 minutes. So, poof, taught me how to read. Once I got to first grade, we had different letters of book levels, and every week we recorded what level we were on. I got to level C in a few weeks, and everyone was around the same level. Everyone except Riley Kramer. He was on level Z. How? I still don't know to this day. So next time we had to pick levels to read at, I picked one on level Z. The class was so impressed and asked me how I could read it, and I would say, I don't know, because I actually didn't know. When I was in second grade, my brothers read so many books that my mom decided to stop buying them and got them library cards. I got a library card too, except I think the only transaction I've ever made with it is borrowing the movies A Quest for Camelot and Flicka. As I've grown up, reading was put off in my mind. It was just something I do when my mom made me. I started to watch more and more TV, and I created a routine for myself. When I get home from all my after-school activities, I usually just sit and eat. And while I'm sitting and eating, I might as well turn on the TV. Two things at once, right? I go to whatever series I've decided to dedicate my screen time to and press play. Eating and watching are difficult to multitask. Sometimes I can't hear over myself chewing, so I turn on the closed captions. Ah, what a lifesaver. Of course, while I'm eating and watching, I'll check Instagram or play some Candy Crushing game on my phone. I watch about 3 20-minute episodes or 2 40-minute episodes. This isn't every day, but it is my ideal day. After one of my ideal days, I started cleaning my room, and I came across a box. It was a box full of books I wanted to read the past 5 years. I go through moods when all I want to do is read. Sometimes I'll go to Park Street Books and look around. Other times I'll just go to my basement. Then I find the book. This is it. It's what I'll read. Then I find a few more books, and then I have 5 the books. I pick one up and get in my bed. Then I go downstairs, make my desired choice of hot beverage, go back upstairs, get back in bed, put my drink down, and open the book. I try to read, but it's uncomfortable. I move around and find the perfect spot, at least for the next 10 minutes. The noise released from a speaker smaller than my palm echoes through my head. I won't pick it up. I don't even care what it says. Oh, I got a text from my mom. I should probably respond. And that's where it ends. I go on my phone and my book gets added to the book pile I've desperately wanted to read. Why do I brag and fawn over television? Why do I fight about Team Stefan or Team Damon? The obvious choice. When people ask for what Netflix shows to watch, I can come up with an instant list in my head. If someone asks for what books to read, I'm at a loss. I hear good things about books, but I don't know. I should know. I mean, there's just a few television shows I've completed or close to in the past 5 years. There's Chuck, Psych, The Carrie Diaries, Glee, Gossip Girl, The Vampire Diaries, Grey's Anatomy, Pretty Little Liars, Friends, The Office, Jane the Virgin, The Fosters, Nikita, Gilmore Girls, Hawaii 5-0, Burn Notice, Orange is the New Black, Travelers, The Tomorrow People, Freaks or Geeks, Shameless, and more. If I named the books I've completed for pleasure reading, it would be just a little bit shorter than that. In seventh grade, I read The Hunger Games, Divergent, and Insurgent. The Divergent books are both about 500 pages each, and I annihilated them, both in 1 week. Every spare moment I spent reading those books, when I was at dinner, after school, when my family was watching TV, all the time. I started reading Allegiant, but then some stupid seventh grader asked if she could spoil it, and I said, absolutely not, but she fucking did it anyway. I was on a roll, a hot streak. I was a reading machine. I was only 1 day into Allegiant, but close to 100 pages in. And this ended my reading streak. Why would I read it if she already spoiled the entire book? I put down my pleasure reading book and never picked it back up. I hate this. I hate that I'm writing about my zombie brain that craves televisions instead of an actual brain. I wonder why my vocabulary only ranges from changing words like shows to words like reveals. Yet here I am, with my pleasure reading days ending in seventh grade. I want to read the books in my books I want to read bin, but I'm always drawn back to my hypnotizing 5x2 black hole. I'm ashamed of generations younger than me for their abuse of technology, but I fall to the same crime. I'm a hypocrite because although I had an unplugged childhood, I'm still a kid. And instead of growing my vocabulary and my understanding of literature, I watch and eat and scroll. It's okay though, because while I watch and eat and scroll, got the closed captions on, so it's reading. I swear.
My name is Elena, and I'm going to be asking Maeve a few questions about her essay. How did you feel writing this specific essay for an honors writing class?
I think it was definitely interesting because I'm writing about how I don't read enough, which English teachers obviously like to see you do. So it was kind of hard at first, but I realized this is the biggest compare contrast that I could think of.
How ironic. Do you think you will read more this upcoming year after having this realization?
I think I'm definitely going to try. I want to read the books that I've never really gotten to, especially after we were out of school in May. I think I'll read some more.
You got it.